Hey everyone, Tuesday, April 9th, Will here doing the morning brief. Beginning with a look at performance yesterday, major areas right here in the custom column. Not a ton of headline performance. In fact, no major area that we're looking at moved over 1%. Emerging markets were the biggest gainer, up about 60 basis points. Russell 2000 small caps about 50. S&P 500 cap weight just down about 4 basis points. And then crude oil shed about 50 basis points, but that chart still in a nice near-term uptrend. I wanted to start with gold, although we didn't see a big headline close, so just a 26 basis point gain. We did rally above 2340 intraday, which added two more X's on this chart. You can see the extreme level of overextension right here, as we're well above the top of that trading band. That demand for precious metals continues to shine. No pun intended. You can look at silver. That's been talked about a bit more lately. We saw a nice breakout, and then we just cleared the March 2022 level of resistance yesterday. So again, 27 was the March 2022 highs. 2750 we just printed yesterday. So silver taking out some old resistance. Precious metals we have seen start to pick up strength, not just on those individual charts, but broadly. This is the Dolly rankings. You see right here, precious metals is just now edging out agriculture. We're looking to the some of the X counts on those individual charts. No need to get into the jargon of that, but just to say precious metals is showing some strength over the rest of the commodities pack. Some people may be wondering why this is the case. I'll talk about this more in just a moment, but precious metals with rates going up, that's typically not the story that you see, right? Because precious metals don't yield anything versus I can go and get 4.5% roughly on a 10-year yield or even a 5-year yield. What's the draw for precious metals? I think some people are seeing that maybe inflation stays high, interest rates come down. That could be your case for commodities. So again, rates come down, inflation stays a bit elevated. Maybe that is the needle that precious metals sees right here. Silver in particular, it has more economic use, so maybe that's a play on the economy as well. Rambling a bit, but you get the idea. 10-year yield printed another X yesterday, two consecutive buys, getting close to this bearish resistance line. We have CPI and Fed minutes due Wednesday, tomorrow. So we'll see how the market takes that. Very likely, if it comes in a bit hotter than expected, could clear 4.5% and maybe even retest this bearish resistance line. That'd be a big move, but certainly possible, especially with the volatility that you've seen in rates. As far as the S&P 500 goes, still in a column of X's, no change to this chart. Things seem to be priced, I won't call it to perfection, but pretty close for the market right now. If you look at this weekly overbought, oversold rating, so how overbought or oversold is the S&P 500, we've talked about you could get an absolute pullback in price. People have been screaming and waiting for a 2-3% exhale for a week. That's yet to happen, but we have seen a pullback in time. So what I mean by that is if you look at the weekly overextension levels, especially compared to mid-February, we've gradually trickled down. In fact, last week, 4 or 5, we closed with a weekly overbought rating of about 39%. So that's just showing that the rate of advance has slowed. The index is staying at its current level for a bit longer. So you're getting that pullback in time. Maybe that's just some funny words, but I think it makes sense. Hopefully that sticks as well. That's all I had for updates today. Not a ton of developments. I'll be excited to see what the market has in store for us tomorrow via earnings, CPI, Fed, and so forth. Thanks for sticking with me.